Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I had to think about that. We're going to tell you a story about, I'm going to read a story out of CNBC. Sorry, I'm thinking about my truck, just trying to go pick it up right now. This is about, from FedEx to airlines, companies are starting to lose their pricing power. This is very serious. It's a very integral part of a buildup in an economy or the downturn and crash in an economy. When companies lose pricing power, they lose the power to be able to go ahead and move alongside of their competition or jump ahead of their competition and take market share. And companies are faced with all kinds of problems, hiring good people, raising prices, the cost of borrowing, all that kind of stuff. Every company in our country is built on debt. I've been teaching against this ever since I started this course. Start small, build with cash. But the tax system is built in a way to tax you into a way to spend all your money and then need more money in the next year. I absolutely hate it. And quite frankly, that is one of the loudest Jake breaks I've ever heard in my life. Sorry, threw me off. We're in a moment where our current president is not doing anything to help us. As a matter of fact, if you want to see a new president, if you wish we had a different president right now, just say, I do. I'm going to start right now. The ninja says, I do. I cannot believe that we have some nutball in the president, the White House. I'd be even more concerned if Gavin Newsom got in, quite frankly. We need to pray against that. But this is absolutely insane. We need a businessman to be inside of the White House. Put down below who you think should be in the White House. I'm just saying. But this is a great sign. Now, as I read this story, think about this. Think about how this is going to impact consumers, jobs, as companies fall more. Okay, I just did a story earlier today about how Fitch was talking about how big companies are we're gonna see more corporate defaults on debt this next year. Now, let's add to this, and then think about this. How is it ultimately, it will always ultimately filter through to the company, then the employee, then the housing market. How is it gonna impact the housing market? I'm going to put down below links to the 80% off. It's only good for 2.5 days left. And that course will go from $199 to $2,000. And I will never offer it for this again, for this price. And if you want to be a part of the greatest club ever of people that are getting ready to buy up these homes and not sit on the sidelines this time, like what happened to a lot of people in 2008, well, then go check out the course. That's why I give a money back guarantee. You have no reason. It says here to say no. I have to finish my sentence. It says, after years of unbridled consumer spending on everything from home improvement to dream vacations, some companies are now finding the limits of their pricing power. Shipping giant FedEx last week said customers have shied away from speedier pricing shipping options. Airlines, including Southwest, discounted off-peak fares in the fall. The likes of Target and Cheerios maker General Mills have cut their sales outlooks as more consumers watch their budgets. In a shift from the recent years when consumers spent a breakneck pace and at high prices, lifting corporate revenues to new records, but faced with weakening demand, more price-sensitive consumers easing inflation and better supply, some sectors are now forced to find profit growth without the tailwind of price hikes. The answer across industries has been to cut costs, whether it's through layoffs or buyouts, or simply becoming more efficient. Executives have spent the past several weeks selling these cost-cutting plans to Wall Street. Nike, last week, lowered its annual sales growth forecast and unveiled plans to cut costs by $2 billion over the next 3 years. How do you think they're going to cut costs? Well, a lot of that cost-cutting is going to be in laying people off. This is happening all around the country right now. It's going to get much worse in 2024, which means there's going to be that many more people not paying their credit card debts. So their credit's going to get shot. They're not going to be able to take advantage of this real estate crash. They're not going to be paying, you know, student loans. They're not going to be, I mean, the student loan crisis is so bad that the government wants to not allow loan companies. Think about how powerful this is. They do not want banks to be able to see that the person applying for a new loan with their bank is in default on their student loan debt. Think about that. It's like suicide for a bank. people that are behind on certain loan payments now want a loan from you, and you're hoping that they pay those loans back because if you have too many defaults. So the government is actually doing its job right now to try and hide all of these defaults, even from the banks. Please keep lending. Please keep lending. This is so awesomely big. I mean, it's huge. It's massive. And so few people see it. And remember, every time someone misses their credit card payments for a couple payments, they miss their student loans, although the government's trying to stop this part, or they miss their car payment, they're behind, let's say one, and then they go to try and buy a house, what do you think the bank's going to say? Put it down below. I'm just curious. What do you think the bank's going to say if they're behind in a couple of payments? When you see the answers, it's really easy to figure out. They're going to say no, and then there's less buyers, which means all those sellers that have to sell because their parents died and they don't want to take over the house, they have to move for a job relocation, they just lost their job and they got to sell their house because that's the only little bit that, that a little bit of money they have is the equity in their home. Now they're going to have to lower it. And you're going to see aggressive price. There has been price drops all around the country this year. Wait till next. And it's still not the proper time to buy. That's why I set up the course so that people know exactly when to buy. There are actual signs. There's three different signs that I talk about with what the Fed does, what the government does, and what the stock market does. Then you know you're near the bottom. See, it's very important to know these things. Can you imagine if you were ready for this? So right now, Nike, they're lowering their sales. Cheerios, all these companies, they're going, crap. We even lower prices. Consumers are easing back and they're not even taking like the FedEx solution. You know what? Hey, we're not even going to, ship cheap packages now. We're going to scale back even more. We're going to go like the post office. The consumer is done. They're tapped. And old Joe Biden hasn't done anything to help it out. Here, watch this. You want to hear crickets without hearing any crickets? Type 3 if you think Joe Biden's been doing a great job. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Watch this. Type 4 if you think Joe Biden sucks and he needs to get out of the presidency. Watch this. It happens so fast. Oh, hey, look, someone thinks he's doing a great job. There you go. Hey, a couple people think he's doing a great job. Oh, but everybody else thinks he sucks. Hey, if I could type a 4 right now, I'd be typing a 4 right with you. So let's see here. Companies like Spirit Airlines, the super discount airline, right? And remember I told you that we're going to see it move into travel and leisure this year in 2023. I said that at the beginning of the year. Spirit Airlines, the suckiest airlines in the world. Type yes if you agree. If you've ever been on Spirit, you don't have a really good one when you get off the plane. It was hit by a slowdown in domestic bookings and higher costs, offered salary workers buyouts, while toy maker Hasbro announced layoffs of 1,100 employees as it struggles with lackluster toy sales. That happened in the month of December, when you think that toy sales would be sort of strong, but hey, whatever. I think companies are better at controlling costs than maintaining pricing power, said David Kelly, chief global strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management. Goods companies don't have the pricing power they did in the pandemic. And some in the hotel and travel industries, they don't have the pricing power they did in the immediate post-COVID, he added. Now, it says here that sales growth for companies in the S&P 500 is on track to average 2.7% this year, according to mid-December analyst estimates posted by FactSet. That's down from an average of 11% growth in 2022. Now remember, the S&P go big, Dow Jones go big. So again, I'm going to read this real quick. The S&P 500 is on track to average 2.7 this year, according to mid-December analysts' estimates posted by Factsheet. That's down from an average of 11% growth in 2022. Now, you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. 2022, it goes up 11%. This year, it goes up 2.7%. And we're talking about sales growth of S&P companies. But you're like, but the stock market's still going up. That's right. We are in an inflationary time. And because people are starved with yield, we have all of these fools running in and speculating. If you're not into technical analysis and you want to learn it, there's a course down below from John from Bravo. It's amazing. But if you aren't getting in and getting out, and you're doing long term, I have some long term stocks. They're in the metals, silver companies. They went up like between seven, was it 500 and 700% since September. I've told you about a few of them, and I have those for a specific reason because I knew that the gold and silver price was going to get stronger going into when the Federal Reserve is about to start lowering rates. And when they start lowering rates, it's going to be gangbusters. But there'll be a short drop in the price, right? Just like what happened in 2008 with gold and silver prices. But those are the stocks I have. So right now they're saying that in S&P 500 sales forecasts, it's on track to just do 2.7 from 11% last year. We're seeing massive declines, okay? And it's only at this is a positive 2.7. What happens when it goes into negative numbers? What happens with the S&P? Remember, most people's wealth is in two different forms. It's either in index funds or their pension, like a 401k style thing, or their pro home prices. What happens when both of those fall simultaneously, like what we saw in 2007, 2008? People panic, okay? Companies are extraordinarily committed to maintaining margins, says Kelly. Well, I'm glad Kelly went to college because that's about the dumbest comment I've ever seen. Of course, that's like saying employees are always wanting to stay employed. Okay, Captain Obvious. FedEx, for example, despite its weaker sales forecast, maintained adjusted earnings outlook for the fiscal year that ends May 31st. The company announced cost-cutting measures last year. Now, it talks about sector shifts. Now, this is interesting. Consumer spending has, it's interesting. I haven't even read this thing yet, so I don't know what it's going to say. Consumer spending has largely been resilient, but growth is slowing. The Mastercard Spending Pulse survey showed that holiday spending, retail spending, which excludes auto sales and travel spending, rose 3.1% from November 1st through December 24th of this year over the same time frame last year. Now, I have to be honest, I'm quite shocked that people would spend more money in 2023 with inflation where it is as opposed to 2022, that same period. But I will say this, I think there are a bunch of numbskulls out there that actually believe the government when they say that inflation's coming down. Even though they go to the grocery store, my friend, he makes like 300 and something thousand dollars a year. And he called me, he goes, dude, I am so shocked. I just got out of Costco and I had a cart of groceries and it was like almost $400. And he said, I am shocked. Here, I make like 350 grand. I don't know that. He goes, I make one of the highest salaries in the county where we live. And he goes, on average. He says, and I'm going, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. But he goes, I can afford it. What is going on with all the people that make $100,000 to $150,000 a year? And he's absolutely correct. Main Street is getting absolutely clobbered while the elites keep getting richer. And it's driving me absolutely bonkers. Because if we could just warn everybody, and think about this, can you imagine what would happen is if the nation just said, yeah, we're not going to buy any crap for the next month. Do you know what it would do to the economy? See, this is a consuming nation, and it continually has to just eat garbage, to sort of crap out dollars on the back end, for lack of better illustrations, in order to maintain its way of life. But the problem is it's running out of garbage because the consumers, they can't consume anymore. They don't have the money. They're strapped. And so it takes a little bit of time. And you see the facts that companies are adjusting their sales outlooks. They're laying people off. The government's trying to lie to you and say, you know what? Let's do some salting of debt forgiveness over the country, like magical fairy farts. And they're doing all kinds of things like, oh yeah, you don't need good credit to get a loan. We'll give you a bonus. And if you got good credit, we're going to penalize you so it pays for those people. It's like right now, oh, banks, big banks, please pay higher interest insurance rates for the FDIC because the little banks are collapsing and we can't tell anyone that's going on. So you guys are going to have to pay it. This is all from the Federal Reserve. I mean, you got the biggest CEOs whining to Congress, we can't pay those, but we're going to not be able to compete. This is the greatest crash ever. The only question is, do you have a small mind and you're only looking at the next 30 days? Or do you have a big mind where you're looking a couple years out? If you're looking at a couple years out, you need to have a financial, I have a term in mind, but I won't say it because this is a family show. But I'm telling you right now, you would have a financial dream, for lack of better terms, getting ready for this. And so the choice is yours. Look, you don't have to take a course to be successful. You would only take a course to life hack and learn from my lessons and learn about these cycles and get ahead with a game plan and start doing something about it right now. If you want, it's 80% off. It's down below. It's good for 2 days, 2.5 days. Please don't email after that and say, is it still good? But it's there. Start doing something though. Get out of debt. Get ready for this. Get your head screwed on tight, straight, because there's going to be a lot of people trying to sway your opinion, sway your thoughts, your everything. 2024 is going to be a fun, wild year. All right. With that being said, the real, I always screw them up. The Economic Ninja is out.